Manny Pacquiao is a Filipino professional boxer, as many of you probably know. But what you probably don't know is that he's a politician, and he's currently serving as the center of the Philippines since 2016. Pacquiao is regarded by many boxing historians as one of the greatest professional boxers of all time. He is the only 8th division world champion in the history of boxing, having won 12 major world titles, as well as being the first boxer to win the lineal championship in 5 different weight classes. Pacquiao is also the first boxer in history to win major world titles in 4 of the 8 glamour divisions of boxing, flyweight, the featherweight, lightweight, and welterweight, and holds the record of being the only 4-decade world champion in boxing history, having held world championships across 4 decades. So, how come he was so successful? What was he successful at? So, in July 2019, Pacquiao became the oldest welterweight world champion in the history at the age of 40, and the first boxer to become a recognized 4-time welterweight champion after defeating Keith Thurman to win the WBA super welterweight. He was named Fighter of the Decade for the 2000s by the Boxing Writers Association of America, WBC and WBO. He is also a 3-time Ring Magazine and BWAA Fighter of the Year, winning both awards in 2006, 2008, 2009, and the Best Fighter ESPY Award in 2009 and 2011. In 2016, Pacquiao was ranked second on ESPN's list of top boxers, pound for pound, over the past 20 years. BoxRec ranks him as the greatest Asian fighter of all time. World-renowned boxing expert and historian Burt Sugar ranked Pacquiao as the greatest southpaw fighter of all time. In 2020, Pacquiao topped the rankers list for best boxers in the 21st century. Pacquiao has held the WBA super welterweight title since July 2019. As of December 19, he's ranked the world's 9th best active boxer, pound for pound, by the Transnational Boxing Rankings Board, DBRB, and BoxRec, and 10th by The Ring. He also ranked the world's 2nd best active welterweight by the TBRB and ESPN, and 3rd by The Ring and BoxRec. So many of you probably know about Manny Pacquiao from his fight against Floyd Mayweather Jr. on May 2nd, 2015. This fight was billed as the fight of the century, or the battle for greatness. This was a professional boxing match, obviously, between undefeated 5 division world champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. and 8 division world champion Manny Pacquiao. It took place on May 2nd, 2015, in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mayweather Jr. won the contest by unanimous decision, with 2 judges scoring 116-112 and the other 118-110. Although the fight was considered to be one of the most anticipated sporting events in history, it was largely considered a letdown by critics and audiences alike upon its broadcast. This was because Mayweather seemed to be head and shoulders above Manny Pacquiao's level at the time, for the reason we don't know. Despite the predictions that Mayweather-Pacquiao would be the highest-grossing fight in history, disagreements between the two professional boxers' camps and terms for the fight prevented the bout from coming to happen until 2015. The failure to arrange the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was named 2010 Event of the Year by The Ring. As we all know, Floyd Mayweather has retired and is not considering any more boxing fights. He's retired as an undefeated world champion, meaning that Pacquiao was probably his most, probably the one opponent that could have beat him. And Mayweather realizing that he beat the best of the best, he realized that he was now the best of the best, and there was no point in continuing his boxing career.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
But wait, are we really giving Pacquiao a pass the moment he gets into the ring?
The Philippine Senate's top absentee, the same Pacquiao who lost a contract with Nike after uttering... The same Pacquiao who supports putting 9-year-olds in prison and imposing the death penalty on drug users. It seems that after a Pacquiao victory, the world miraculously forgets the boxer turned politician's problematic policies. Even Senator Risa Hontiveros, chief proponent of the Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity and Expression Equality Bill in the Philippines and staunch LGBTQ+ advocate, congratulated Pacquiao's win on Twitter. Other high-profile celebrities also took social media to congratulate him. Philippine media corporation ABS-CBN reported that his match has the highest viewership ratings compared to other TV channels during the time it aired. So why does that happen? Surely if someone's a successful boxer, we can't allow them to do whatever they want. And there have to be consequences for whatever they say, right?